Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord, glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we teach you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy, and we're going to summarize what we've talked about from verse 24 to 27 so you get a clear understanding, and we still have more to talk about in a couple more broadcasts. First of all, we see it's from Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 to 27, and it says, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. 70 weeks is talking about weeks of years, 70 times 7, which is 490 years. And this is talking about God's determined dealings upon the people, talking about the Jews, in the holy city, Jerusalem. Then it says within the 70 weeks period is to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. That has all been accomplished by Jesus Christ in his first coming. When Jesus the Messiah came in his first coming, he finished and put an end to the transgression and the lawlessness. He made an end of sins. He made reconciliation and atonement. He brought in everlasting righteousness. And he sealed up, completed, and fulfilled all the vision and prophecy of the Old Testament prophets that were about him. And he was anointed the Holy One, Jesus the Messiah. He accomplished this through all the things that he did on the cross. Then we talked about verse 25, where it says, "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, and the street shall be built again in the wall, even in troublous times." We saw that the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the manifestation of Messiah the Prince occurred in the 7th year of the reign of Artaxerxes. This was in 458 B.C., and then the completion and restoration of the building of the city was accomplished by Nehemiah in the 20th year of the reign of Artaxerxes. This fulfilled verse 25, and it was very important because from this commandment to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince was the 7 weeks, which is 49 years, which spoke of the last 49 years of the prophet's ministry to the Jews, and then the 62 weeks, which were the 62 weeks, or 434 years, which were the silent years from the end of the prophet's ministry to the Jews until the time when Jesus would come. The 49 and the 434 years adds up to 483 years. From 458 B.C., we go 483 years forward, and we come to 26 A.D. That is when Messiah the Prince was manifested. This occurred when Jesus the Messiah was baptized and anointed by the Holy Spirit as the anointed ruler. Then in verse 26, after 62 weeks, which would be 62 weeks, the 434 years, shall Messiah be cut off. Now, when it says after, it doesn't mean at. It means afterward in time. And it's speaking about the Messiah being cut off, which refers to his crucifixion. It says the Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. He was cut off for the sins of mankind. When was Jesus cut off? After 3.5 years of ministry to the Jews. This means that 69 of the 70 weeks expired at the time when Messiah the Prince was revealed when he entered into his ministry. 1 week of 7 years of ministry to the Jews remained. Jesus ministered to the Jews for 3.5 years, which is 1/2 of 7 years, which is 1/2 week. Therefore, 69.5 weeks of the 70 weeks determined upon the Jews has been fulfilled. So after Jesus ministered for 3.5 years, he was cut off through death on the cross. Because of the rejection of Jesus as the Messiah by the Jews, desolations were determined and decreed by God upon the city of Jerusalem, the temple, and the Jews. When verse 26 says, "The people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary," it is speaking of the Roman army of Prince Titus who came and destroyed Jerusalem and the sanctuary in 70 AD. When it says the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined, this speaks of the Roman army who brought siege against the city. And because of all the evil things that the Jews had done, they proceeded to desolate the city, the temple, and the Jews in fulfillment of the prophecy. In fact, just as Jesus prophesied, there was not one stone left unturned as the temple was totally destroyed. Then we've come to verse 27, and we have taken our time to go through verse 27 because of the wrong teaching that has come forth in the body of Christ. It says, "And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate." Who has been the subject of this prophecy? It's been the Messiah. Verse 24 talked about the Messiah. Verse 25 talked about the Messiah. Verse 26 talked about the Messiah. Verse 27 is continuing to talk about the Messiah. The He is the Messiah, who shall confirm. The word confirm means to give strength to the covenant, or literally it means a covenant, with many for 1 week. So the Messiah shall confirm and give strength to a covenant. What covenant was that? The new covenant. This is in fulfillment of Jeremiah 31:31, who had prophesied that a new covenant was going to come. Jesus is the one who brought it forth. And this covenant was made with many. That's referring to all mankind, not the Jews. The old covenant was made with the Jews, and they were few. But this is a covenant made with many. And we pointed out the many is all of mankind, as we saw in Isaiah 53, verse 11 and 12, where it said, "My righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities," and how he bare the sin of many in verse 12. We saw in Mark 10:45, where the Son of Man came to give his life a ransom for many. And in Mark 14:24, "This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many." Romans 5:19, "The obedience of one," speaking of Jesus, "shall many be made righteous." So this sacrifice was made for the many, which is all mankind. It is not talking about the Jews. Then when it says, "He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week," we pointed out the fact that "for" is not in the Hebrew. The Septuagint version of the Old Testament, which is the Hebrew translated into Greek, translates verse 27 as, "And 1 week shall establish the covenant with many." There's no word translated "for" in the Septuagint. Young's literal translation, the Holy Bible, says, "And he hath strengthened a covenant with many 1 week." Other ministers and scholars have recognized this and stated that the verse is not talking about for 1 week, but it's talking about during 1 week. In other words, this is saying that he, the Messiah, shall confirm and give strength to the new covenant with many during 1 week, or a 7-year period of its dealing with the Jews. That's what the Messiah came to do. He confirmed and gave strength to the new covenant with all men during 1 week of ministry to the Jews. We know that the covenant is the new covenant because of what Jesus did. The teaching of Jesus during the 3.5 years of his ministry to the Jews was all about coming New Testament truths. He taught about the new birth in John 3. He taught about the Holy Spirit in John chapter 7, John chapter 14, 15, and 16. He taught about the change from Old Testament prayer in Matthew chapter 6 and in John chapter 16. He taught about the change from the Old Testament ways of responding to people and situations to the New Testament ways in Matthew chapter 5 and 6 in his Sermon on the Mount. Jesus was continually bringing forth revelation about the New Testament to the Jews because that was the covenant he was confirming and giving strength to. Verse 27 goes on and says, "In the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease." In the midst of the week is referring to the middle of the 7-year period, because a week is 7 years. So in the midst of the week, what is that? 3.5-year point. What happened to Jesus the Messiah after 3.5 years? He was crucified and died on the cross. So this is saying what the Messiah shall cause to occur at the 3.5-year point, which was when Jesus was crucified. What does it say? "He shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease." What sacrifice and oblation is it talking about? It's talking about the sacrifice and the oblation that was offered under the Old Testament. Thus, it's declaring the Messiah would cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease at the 3.5-year point. How did he do that? Jesus did that by being the final sacrifice for sins on the cross. He was the sinless Lamb who came to take away the sin of the world. Hebrews 10:12 says, "This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God." John 1:29, "The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." So when did he cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease? It happened when he was made sin on the cross and died, being the final sacrifice for sin. We know his sacrifice caused this to cease because at the point of his death on the cross, the veil of the temple was torn from the top to the bottom. This was done supernaturally by God. Matthew 27, verse 51 says, "Behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom." The tearing of the veil from the top to the bottom indicated that God accepted the sacrifice of Jesus for sin and that he left the Old Testament temple because there was no more need to make sacrifice or oblation anymore under the Old Testament. Jesus caused that to cease because he was the sacrifice for the sins of mankind. And now as the veil was torn in two from the top to the bottom, the presence of God left the Old Testament temple never to return there again. Now the next part of Daniel 9:27 says, "And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate." The word overspreading is a Hebrew word which normally translated wing also means to be stretched out or spread over. It can refer to something spread over time. It's translated overspreading here because it's referring to the continual sacrifices and oblations that were offered by the Jews in the temple spreading over time, and it's referring to those that were offered up after the final sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. See, you must understand that after Jesus died and was raised from the dead, the Jews continued to reject him as the Messiah. Paul, Peter, other apostles, they all went to preach the gospel to the Jews, but they continued to reject his sacrifice on the cross. Jesus died in 30 AD, and what happened from 30 AD on? They continued to offer sacrifices and oblations in the Old Testament temple, even though the veil was torn from the top to the bottom that showed them God's presence was no longer in the temple anymore. The continual offerings of sacrifices and oblations was an abomination to God. It was a denial of the sacrifice of Jesus once and for all for sin. And because of this continual abomination of offering sacrifices for sin spreading over time, we read further in verse 27, it says, "He shall make it desolate even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate." And when he says, "He shall make it desolate," it's God declaring he was going to make the temple desolate. The word desolate means to destroy and devastate. Remember the prophecy of Jesus that the temple would be totally destroyed with not one stone left upon another as they would all be thrown down. And this happened in 70 AD. And then when it says even until the consummation and that determined upon the desolate refers to the ones to be desolated, devastated, and destroyed. And that was referring to the Jews. Therefore, it was 69 weeks until Jesus was manifested as Messiah the Prince and began his ministry when he was baptized. He ministered to the Jews for 1.5 weeks until he was cut off on the cross. At that point, 69.5 weeks have been fulfilled of this determined 70-week period to the Jews. So only 1.5 week remains. And that 1.5 week is the final 3.5 years where God will minister to the Jews just prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ. As I close the program today, I have a book on this subject called Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy. This book is a very comprehensive book about Daniel chapter 9 from verse 24 through 27, and it details out the work of the Messiah. This is an important book to understand the time prophecy of the first coming of Jesus, the second coming of Jesus, and the tribulation period. This book is available for $6. If you'd like to get it, please give me a call at 602-279-5212. That's Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy, the book available for $6, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.